Awaken from the valley of dry bones to the river of life. Day 13. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Ezekiel 37:10. Consider this. Perhaps the most critical reality of this visionary text is who it references. This awakening of the dry bones in the valley of vision is not referring to the unbelieving world at large. This text is about an awakening of the very people of God, the house of Israel. As noted on a prior day, we so readily see the profound need for great awakening in the surrounding society. It is much harder to see our own need of it. This will require a new kind of humility of us. A recognition of the gap between who we are and who Jesus aspires for us to become. Can we shed all pretense and become honest with one another about the slumbering of our own souls, which is manifest in our readiness to excuse our own sin while calling out the faults of others? Can we slay our spiritual pride and confess to one another that there is so much more of the Word of God and the Spirit of God that we have yet to grasp? And can we lock arms in the interest of helping one another reach these new depths of life and love? It is time for us, the people of God, to prophesy one to another, together in small circles of covenant faith, where we might prophesy to the bones and to the breath for the sake of a greater awakening among us. As Scripture says, let judgment begin with the house of God. See 1 Peter 4:17. We, in like fashion, say, let awakening begin with the house of God. The prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we have seen the bones, and the bones are us. Increase our hunger for your word and our thirst for your spirit. Birth a new beginning in us, in me, for the sake of your great name being known in all the earth. Help us believe in a new way, a way that leads to the deep breathing of the Holy Spirit in us. Whether we think we are slumbering or not, we can agree that there is far more of you we have yet to know. Come, Holy Spirit, and awaken me. Awaken us, that we might become the agents of awakening for others. In your name, Jesus. Amen. The question: where am I in the journey of awakening? Asleep? Still hitting the snooze bar? Out of bed? Getting dressed? Hungry for the Word? Thirsty for the Spirit? Rising up in the broken-hearted, holy love of God for the sleeping world? Choose one that describes you and share some reflection with your band or those near you. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.